What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast. We are broadcasting live at SPATS 2016. So you can hashtag SPATS 2016 to find some of the pictures or social media stuff. Or this interview will be sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/David Schmidt SPATS 16. So this interview will be David Schmidt SPATS 16. Because we were talking with Dr. David Schmidt, the team doctor for the Spurs and quite a few other places. And your talk today was on the anterior lateral ligament. Right. So probably I think it was within the last year, like it just blew up on like Twitter and Facebook and all, you know, for athletic trainings. And it was like, what is this new thing? And then you're like, well, it's not new. It's been around since 1870s or something like that. So can you define in short for me the anterior lateral ligament?
It's a small ligament on the outside part of the knee that goes from the femur down to the tibia, kind of runs obliquely. It's associated with the lateral meniscus, and it's an important secondary stabilizer for rotational stability of the knee.
And why does it seem like this is something that's not taught, or for athletic trainers, like it's not common knowledge? And you also mentioned the MPFL, which I never heard of until I saw Dr. Crumby doing a repair.
Well, when we started doing arthroscopic ACL reconstructions, we kind of got away from understanding the lateral aspect of the knee, and the work of Kleiss and Vera and Vincent from France kind of shed some new light on the importance of the lateral aspect of the knee and it in controlling rotational stability.
All right. You also mentioned for every female point guard that you saw with a torn ACL, you would do the surgery. Why did you say that?
Well, my experience with female point guards it has been that they have a substantially higher risk of re-injury. And so obviously if they had no pivot shift bone bruise and only had a mild pivot, I wouldn't do it. But generally speaking, because of the aggressiveness of their play and other factors, I think it's important to reconstruct the anterolateral ligament.
And is that only point guards? Because, you know, shooting guards or, I don't know, power forwards, they may be handling the ball as well. So I'm just
wondering. Well, we did a study a number of years ago looking at position-specific injuries to the ACL in women, and point guards were by far had the highest risk.
All right. So another question, how many doctors do you know of are repairing the ALL now?
Only a handful. I mean, my buddy in France has done a whole bunch, and I think there's not very many that I know of. Half a dozen, maybe.
And do you think that number will increase as, you know, you do more talks about it or, you know?
Well, I think as the scientific literature continues to show the importance of the ALL and we refine our techniques, I think guys will be doing more reconstructions of the ALL.
Right, and I know one of the questions that somebody asked in the auditorium, but he didn't have a mic on, is as athletic trainers, is there something that we need to be doing or looking for or testing with the ALL?
Well, I think the most important thing, when you know, you guys get the chance to see the athlete right after the injury and get the opportunity to get, at times, the very best exam. I think if you have an athlete that you examine them and they have a bad pivot shift when you examine them, that's a kid that you got to be a little concerned that maybe they need to get their ALL reconstructed.
And how would I go about approaching that? Just say, okay, hey, Dr. Crumby, I heard Dr. Schmidt talk and he said, look at the ALL, or?
Well, I don't.
You can tell him that.
Yeah. Well, see, I probably could with Crumby. I could text him and say, hey, but.
Well, Don't put all the blame on me. I mean,
well,
I don't want to stir the pot. I mean,
chicken.
I think what's important is and one of the things I talked about today was improving and strengthening the relationships between athletic trainers and their team physicians, because you know we're the ones that take care of athletes. And so if you have a good relationship with your team ortho, just say, hey, doc, you know, I've been reading about the ALL. I mean, what are your thoughts about it? You know, it seems like maybe in some of these bad pivot shifts, maybe we ought to think about doing that.
On that same note, do you use Twitter? Because I quoted that and I tweeted that out and I didn't mention you because I couldn't find him. Do you use Twitter?
No.
Okay. All right.
But I don't do.
He's old like me.
Right.
I didn't get to hear your talk and all of it. I got the last one because I was in here interviewing. But let's go back to pivot shift.
Mm-hmm.
For me, a pivot shift exam is a beast. I can't get one unless they're under anesthesia on the table or it's chronic. So in an acute setting, is that something you're looking for in an examination for you? Can you get them to pivot shift, or is that kind of going to be more of a history thing for you?
If you get that kid, I mean, the very first time they're hit the deck, if you get them right away, you may be able to get a pivot shift.
Keywords may, yeah.
Right. And you know, I've been around for a long time, and when I first started practice, it was difficult to do a pivot shift, and all of our fellows and our residents, they struggle with the pivot shift,
right.
And that's why it's difficult. It's a difficult exam finding, but
it's eye opening when you feel it.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It's like the first time you really get a good lockman. You go, yeah. Oh, that's what it's supposed to feel like. Yeah,
exactly.
It was a real short talk. He wanted to try and get us out of here. So any other parting thoughts that you didn't mention out there?
No, I think it's just it's one of those things just like Dr. Merrick's talk. I mean, there's always good stuff to learn, and as we refine our techniques, learn more about it. You know, it's not a panacea for all of our failed ACLs, but it may be one of the things that we can do for some of these failed ACLs or some of these high-risk kids that prevents them from having a second injury.
All right. sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/DavidSchmidtSpats16. So for Dr. David Schmidt, thanks for joining us on the Sports Medicine Broadcast. I'm Jeremy Jackson. Bubba Wilson, my friend, my partner in crime as we were driving down, making all sorts of noise.
Yeah, your limo driver.
My limo driver. So Dr. Schmidt, thank you for joining us.
Happy to do it.